And so I bid you all grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My brothers, sisters in Christ, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is justified by her deeds. So a dead German theologian from the last century made a startling but apt observation in a book called Here We Stand. Hermann Zossa wrote, the Evangelical Lutheran Church is a church which has been sentenced to death by the world. Why? Because it may be the unique call and burden of authentic Lutheran congregations and churches to proclaim bad news to the world. News that the world does not want to hear before we can proclaim the good news. And what is this bad news? Simply that you are not free. Oh, sure, you can choose where to live, what color shoes to wear when you get up in the morning, what you're going to have for dinner tonight, and so on. But in the scripture, that's a rather trivial kind of freedom. The freedom you lack is the freedom to turn to God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. The freedom you lack is the freedom to not sin. You are, by your birth from Adam and Eve, a slave to sin. And worse yet, you have no power within you, no ability, no latent potential to free yourself. You can't save yourself, and you're not all that sure you really want to be saved. Claude Rosenblatt once quipped that Christianity is about a one-sided rescue that we didn't want and certainly didn't deserve, and God did it anyway. We can't save ourselves. We're not all that sure that we want to be saved, and yet, if we are not to be lost to death and emptiness forever, we must be saved. We must be set free. But that can only happen through the gracious act of another on our behalf. And we don't deserve saving. We can't earn it with our good behavior. We can't prove ourselves worthy of it before or after having been freed. The bad news is that we have no leverage in matters of salvation. And by the very nature of our standing with our Creator, there is no leverage that can be had. There's no influence we can peddle, no way to tip things in our favor. The bad news is we can have no faith, no hope in ourselves. Otherwise, we would be lost to bondage for eternity. And the world hates that news. The world doesn't want to hear it. It will have none of it. The world protests. We must believe in free will. We have no choice. Only free will can give a person the motive to make good choices rather than bad ones. Only free will allows us to hold others accountable for their actions. Only free will allows me to look at my works and deeds and choices and words and claim that they must have some value, some worth, no matter how weak or half-hearted or disordered they may be. The world protests that if salvation is simply and purely a gift from the work of another, then we're not really changed, but we remain stuck in the brokenness from which we're supposed to be freed. And the world protests that God, the divine one, transcendent and glorious, can't enter into the material creation, take the human condition to himself in order to restore us, cannot suffer and die to make everything right without diminishing his divine nature. Now, at best, God can speak a word to us and teach us a lesson and dictate to us some law, and then we who hear, we must decide to do our part and obey. Strangely enough, while the world is hostile to God, it's oddly okay with any religious system that provides you with the tools to make yourself better. Just so long as you don't try to make your neighbor better, but let her or him follow their own bliss without comment. And yet, as we gather this Sunday and commemorate the Reformation, we know that the Evangelical Lutheran Church is called and set apart to proclaim the whole Word of God as God's Word, inerrant, infallible. We are laid under a solemn obligation to proclaim that word to a broken humanity who are still loved and sought after by the God who made them. And we have to start with bad news. And the world hates that and does what it can to rob us of the word, undermine our calling, and render us mute. But when by grace we abandon all faith in ourselves or in human nature in general and look to Christ alone, who by his work of redemption justifies all men and women by grace as a free gift, then we do get to proclaim the good news that God, the Lord Almighty, has indeed come to his people to set them free from all bondage to sin and death and the devil. God the Father has sent his Son, who willingly came, has sent him into our flesh to make us new and to bring us back to our true home with him, where we are given to live as beloved children and co-heirs with Jesus. And this is why we, as a congregation, as a church, continue, in spite of the world's disdain. We have a high and holy calling to lift up the truth of Christ and his work that forgives us and makes us new. We lift that up against the world's half-truths that would shout us down. For by grace, you have been saved through faith. And that isn't something that you worked up in yourself. It is the gift of God. So receive this gift. Live in the freedom for which you have been set free. And then go forth and show his praises. Hallelujah. Amen. And now may that peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until the glorious day of his appearing. Amen.